The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. You can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com or Facebook, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Today, we're going to talk about gallbladder. It is one of the most common surgeries, gallbladder removal. And a very often we see it in the office as a problem as well. And so we're going to talk about the different types of gallbladder problems, whether it be cholecystitis, gallstones, questions, some things that you may be doing or medication you may be taking that may cause more gallbladder problems. But if you are in the, you know, it's, I think the statistic is every year 600,000 individuals have their gallbladder removed. So if you are one of those individuals who has your gallbladder removed, and over in half of them, they still have digestive issues, what to do now? So we'll give you some natural approaches to be able to do with that. Now, when you're talking about Greenwood Family Chiropractic and what we do, we look at whole body wellness. We look at a more natural approach on how to address health from the inside, but not looking at an individual as a sum of all pieces, if that makes sense. And so it's one of the reasons why we are very successful. And so I had the opportunity to do an in-office interview with a patient. Her name is Charlotte. And Charlotte, if you could see Charlotte, I have always known her as this ball of light. Every time she walks into the office, she literally lights up the office with her smile. Her energy oozes from her. She's enthusiastic. She's supportive and loving. And so when you meet this individual, it's hard to remember back several months ago when we went through her initial exam and consultation and how her life looked very different. So as we kind of approached these changes that she's seen throughout her life and her quality of life and the time that she spends with her family now and all of these really great, amazing things, I asked her if she would mind sharing her testimony. So I wanted to come off the bat this morning to share with you before we go into gallbladder, to just share some of the individual stories of people that we get to be alongside of and their health journey. And this is Charlotte's.
Hi guys, I'm Charlotte and this is my story. I started coming to Greenwood Chiropractic a few months ago. I heard about them on Facebook and I want to share with you my story and encourage you to improve quality of life and do this for yourself and better yourself, even if it takes a day at a time. So I have struggled with weight and back pain and a few minor ailments for years, probably since I was a young teenager. And so I've, you know, just ebbed and flowed through life. And I am now a single mother of a 7-year-old. And so I work full time and I deal with this back pain very regularly. And I kind of hit my breaking point when I was in excruciating pain to the point of tears. And, you know, I deal with depression and anxiety and self-esteem issues anyway. And so it really hit me at a point in my life that I felt like I was very low and at a low point, and I was scrolling through Facebook and I see Greenwood Chiropractic, and I went out on a limb, and I'm not one to go out of my comfort zone. I'm not one to utilize self-care for myself very often. I'm very much putting others before myself. And as a mom, as a woman, I don't do a good job at that. And so this was one of those things that I felt was needed, and God provided for me to financially be able to do this for myself. The first day I walked through these doors, I felt very at home, very comforted, very relaxed, that I wasn't the only one. And they took me under my wing. They educated me through the building and told me you know, their processes and showed me the exercises and were very thorough. And the flow of this facility is incredible. And the bedside manner to every single patient coming in the door is incredible and very touching. And I never don't see a smile on faces, and I never not get a hello. And it's just, it feels good because I'm also in the patient care area in a hospital. And it's very important to me to take care of others and give to others and see that on the being the patient. So it's very cool. So some of the things that I found myself in so much pain, I, you know, stopped moving so much. I didn't want to go and do things. I didn't want to play outside with my daughter. I didn't, you know, there was just so much pain that I was dealing with that I couldn't do what I wanted to. And so I think it just kind of triggered more depression, more anxiety, more just of a frustration. You're not thinking clearly, you don't sleep well, you aren't eating well. For me, it created this, you know, food is a comfort. So I go to food or I go to sleep, and it's, you know, it just creates this unhealthy habit formation, whatever. And it was super hard. So my sciatic nerve was my biggest thing. My pain was at a 10. I was in tears, and I really had to hold on because they explained to me sciatic nerve pain doesn't go away overnight. You know, this is built up to the spot you're in, and so it's going to take time to come out of this. So it was hard for me because I wanted an instant fix. I wanted that instant gratification that I would walk right back out and just like, okay, bye. But they kept encouraging me to do the home exercises, stay hydrated. You know, you learn a lot of education about, you know, the body nourishment, and all of those things play a part. And, you know, when your body is in line, how all those functions function better and you feel better. And so it's kind of like a chain, you know, it all links together as to how you feel and how it all works. So I bet 3-4 weeks into this, I finally started feeling relief. And I mean, bending over to pull clothes out of the dryer, getting down into the car, getting up out of the car, rolling over in your bed just to get comfy, taking a shower to wash your hair. I mean, there were so many physical activities that I would feel the shooting pain constantly down my right side. So it was frustrating. You know, life has to go on, right? So you try to conform your life into, okay, I'm dealing with this pain, and you try to slide it in the back of your head, but every single move I was making, it was super hard. So anyway, 4 weeks in, I finally started getting this almost awakening where I would go to the dryer and like, oh, I could breathe, you know, just bending down. Getting in my car was a lot easier. At work, I'm always on my feet, so it was just this like light pull off of this pain. Like my pain kept coming down and down. And it was just incredible because, you know, you stay in this spot of poor me, this like really low tolerance for anything. And so it just kept, this weight was just being lifted off and off of me, and it felt so good. And finally, today I can say my pain is at a zero, 100%. And So this summer I've been able to kayak, I've been able to tent camp, we've gone hiking, swimming, you know, just playing, you know, regular mom stuff with your kids. Just incredible transformation in such a small amount of time, and how very humbling that is to me, because I work with cancer patients, and so you develop this heart of others with ailments and others in pain and others with that just down feeling. And what a humbling thing to know that my jumping out of my comfort zone to do this for myself would be such an incredible outcome. So it very much is humbling in the way that there's a better mindfulness of what healthy is and how I can contribute to that every day with my own choices and how I move my body and, you know, what we eat, what we drink, what we watch, what we expose ourselves to all around, and how, you know, it just creates positivity. You create this energy of, I feel good, I want to do more, I want to be able to push myself to things I've never done. So I'm very much on this high of bettering yourself and better health, and you'll definitely get better results. And the team here at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is just amazing, and they have made me feel so welcomed and very encouraging, and just, you know, hang in there and we've got this, and they explain things and I have questions and they'll answer them, and it's a very beautiful outcome, I guess, of where I was and how I feel so much better. And I very much, this is a true testament of what chiropractic is.
So this is what we get to do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, or you can schedule an appointment on our website at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So again, at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, this is where we really embody our five essentials: nervous system, nutrition, oxygen and lean muscle, the exercise component, detoxification, mindset. And when you really start to put those things together, life changes. And this, we had a seminar recently, and I was interviewed by a student, and she asked me, Dr. Leanne, what is your big why? And big why is like what serves you, what keeps your potential, what gets me excited, like why do I do what I do in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic? And I told her this, is that, you know, I am a mom of little kids. And I get to see, because I feel good, how I'm present and how I get to make memories and spend time and instill health in my children. And a couple years back, my mom started under Max Living Care in Iowa, where she lives. And, you know, as she comes and visits and she on the floor with my kids and wrestles and spends that time, you know, she pulled me aside one day and she said, do you know, if this was years ago, I would have never been able to do this with your kids. And so for me, it's allowed the ability that I have a mom. She has memories with her grandkids that never would have happened had that not been part of our lives. And so for me, I just see there's a gentleman who was in his mid-60s, early 70s. And I had asked him one Monday morning, I said, how was your weekend? And he said, it's the best weekend I can remember. And I said, well, what made it so different? And he said, for the first time, I was able to go to the park with my grandkids and not have to worry about if I had to sit down in my pain. And I said, that's why we do what we do. It has nothing to do with the pain. It has everything to do with the quality of life that you're losing because of that. You know, when you look at the impact that it has on your life, what we're looking at is, yes, you know, obviously we care about the pain, but what is that pain preventing you from doing? What is it? Is it making it so that you don't want to go on vacations? You don't want to do trips? You don't want to be active? What are the things that you can't do because of it? And that is what serves us at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So initial exam and consultations, just $25. Yeah, if you do any other testing, x-rays if we have to do it are typically $25 a view. We'll look and verify insurance if you have it to see if there's any coverage. But, you know, it's when you look at what these people would spend to get that quality of life back, and it's millions. So to schedule an appointment, again, you can give us a call, 317-893-2853, or just hop on our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, and schedule an appointment that way. Now, when we come back, pesky gallbladder, has it bothered you? Is it bothering you, or is it gone? We've got solutions.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
Everything comes alive.
Welcome back. We're talking about gallbladder. Why do we have them? Signs and symptoms that you may have gallbladder problems, and then what those problems may be. But before we get into that, let's get into some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, we are talking about an article coming out of the Boston Herald. Drinking coffee linked to better survival in colorectal cancer patients, research shows. So getting a daily coffee fix could provide more than just a caffeine boost. It has been linked to better survival and lower risks of disease progression in metastatic colorectal cancer patients. New research from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute shows. Diet and lifestyle factors are strongly linked to both the risk of developing colorectal cancers as well as survival, said Dr. Kimmy NG, director of the Young Onset Colorectal Cancer Center at this cancer institute. NG and her colleagues found that in a large group of patients with metastatic colorectal cancer, drinking a few cups of coffee a day, regular or decaf, was associated with longer survival and a lower risk of cancer worsening. We're excited actually to see results, and it does seem to show a dose response effect, she said, meaning the more coffee consumed, upwards of more than four cups, the greater impact on survival. In more than 1,000 patients treated with metastatic colorectal cancer, those who reported drinking 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day were likely to live longer overall and had a longer time before their disease worsened than those who didn't drink coffee, according to the study published in the Journal of American Medical Association Oncology. The findings fall in line with earlier studies showing a connection between regular coffee consumption and improved outcomes in patients with non-metastatic colorectal cancer. The new study drew on data from phase 3 clinical trials comparing the addition of certain drugs to standard chemotherapy in patients previously untreated, locally advanced, or metastatic colorectal cancer. As part of the trial, participants reported their dietary intake, including coffee consumption, on a questionnaire at the time of enrollment. And she said coffee has antioxidants along with anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer properties. The studies are encouraging, but we don't yet provide sufficient evidence to recommend coffee consumption to people with advanced or metastatic colon cancer. We will be telling my patients that if they already drink coffee, our studies can reassure them that it's not harmful and might be beneficial. She also said that it has the potential to help other patients. I do think that other people are looking at the benefits of coffee for a variety of different diseases, including cancer, cardiovascular disease, including diabetes. It just kind of goes through the stats for what happens. So here's what I will tell you about coffee. just like anything, there's good and there's bad, right? Upwards of 4 cups of coffee is a lot, especially when I can tell you that last week alone, I adjusted so many individuals that were so dehydrated. And I said, how much water did you drink today? And their answer was always quite a bit. And I said, if quite a bit was a number in ounces, what would it be? And typically, I would say for the average person, they tell me it's, you know, 50 to 60 or less than ounces. And these are grown adults. And so that's not enough. And then my second question is, well, how many ounces of coffee did you drink? And then the average response is, oof. Because they know it's a lot. And they know, you know, for two people last week that I asked, you know, the ounces of caffeine was higher than the ounces of water in which they drank. So, of course, caffeine is a diuretic. That means you're dehydrated. So, you know, we have this chronic dehydration that we're already. So to say, hey, if you drink one cup of coffee, drink four, and it'll help prevent your colorectal cancer from spreading. I'm also like, drink water. You have to drink water with it. The secondary component and what they don't talk about is this just black coffee or is this coffee that you put pumpkin spice latte flavoring in, Girl Scout cookie creamer? You have how much sugar that you added on top of that, our artificial sweetener, which we know actually causes cancer and disrupts gut, the microbiome of the intestines. So when we look at this, I'm like, this is probably black coffee, and the average person may not be drinking black coffee. So when you're consuming all of this sugar, and we know that sugar feeds cancer, to what a PET scan is, they inject you with radioactive glucose, right? So no, then it's not going to help with cancer if you're literally feeding the cancer every time you drink your coffee with added extra. So take this with a grain of salt, that really more of this is talking about coffee, not coffee with all of the fixins that you put in it that make it not taste like coffee anymore. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We're located at the corner of 135 in Fairview with a nice big sign that says chiropractor right above us. It's where people go to get well and stay well. So today we're talking about gallbladder. So I feel like if we all own a gallbladder, we should know what it is and what it does. Here's a more recent one, research. I referenced earlier that it was 600,000 surgeries to remove gallstones, but it looks as if the estimates show there's more than 750,000 surgeries. So 750,000 surgeries to remove gallstones are performed every single year. So let's talk first and foremost about why we have a gallbladder. So the gallbladder is a small organ in the shape of a kind of a sac that its primary role is storing bile that's made in the liver. So it's part of your digestive system, and the gallbladder helps communicate back and forth to other organ systems in order to perform functions such as enzyme production and storage, chemical reactions that break down food into nutrients, and elimination of waste. So the gallbladder sits just under the liver, and the two organs have a really close working relationship. So the primary need for the gallbladder, storing and recycling excess bile, is so the bile can be reused for the digestion of future meals. So bile, and this is important to know when you don't have a gallbladder, we'll go through what to do because this bile is pretty important. So bile helps enzymes in the body break down fats into fatty acids. Once bile is made in the liver, it travels to the gallbladder through a channel called your cystic duct. And the gallbladder stores bile between these meals. So when we eat, bile can be squeezed through the bile ducts as needed and used to break down food before it makes its way into the intestines. Which again is why if you have had your gallbladder removed or know someone who does, oftentimes if they eat a really fatty meal, they'll have to run right to the bathroom because the body doesn't have the ability to adequately break down those fats into fatty acids to be processed through. So if the gallbladder becomes inflamed, surgery to remove the organ is typically the last result to prevent it from rupturing. Following the removal, gallbladder is not actually needed for survival or digestion because bile can be made to flow to the liver right into the small intestines. Therefore, the gallbladder is said to be a quote-unquote non-essential organ. Okay, so let's talk about something called non-essential organs. This is my belief. You don't have to agree with me, but I'm going to tell you very candidly what I think is that God didn't make us with anything non-essential, right? If we as man have not yet figured out what those are for, then that is a whole nother ball game. But there's a reason why we have that, because I can tell you very candidly, from a quality of life standpoint, I've seen people who have had terrible, terrible digestive issues, and they say, it's the gallbladder. We got to take out the gallbladder. And so what they do is they take out the gallbladder, and then these individuals come back and they say, I still had the same problems, and now I'm minus a gallbladder, right? And so now I've actually created new problems that I didn't have before, and the problems that I had previously are there and still present. I had a woman, I will never forget, she was fully in tears. They took out her gallbladder in her early 20s, and she was in her late 20s, and she came to me just sobbing, and she said, do you ever think I'll be able to live a normal life after this? And I said, that's the hopes, right? Or we said the appendix, right? The appendix, it's totally not needed, right? Non-essential. We just take it out. I literally, now again, can we all think clearly enough to understand that if your appendix is about to rupture and explode with an infection, you could die. Thank goodness for modern medicine and we can take it out, right? Like, can we all just get on the same page? I don't need any like complaint messages. I get it, right? Like, of course, if you're going to die from an infected appendix, we take it out. Can you function and live without it? Yes, which is why they consider it non-essential. But that being said, what you don't know and what they found out, goodness, I don't know, a couple years back? It hasn't been very long, honestly, but they found out it's a reservoir for bacteria. And so when you go through like a gastrointestinal distress, right? Like you have a family trip to Mexico and you drink the water, or you go to Brazil and you eat a salad that was washed in Amazon water. Not that I did that, but if I did and you got an amoeba and almost died, right? Your appendix would literally shoot out all of this bacteria to help, right? Like there's a reason for it. Can you live without it? Yes, but does that make it not essential? No, it just means you can live without it. But what you don't know is what happens afterwards. And we just think, oh, everyone has digestive issues. It's not a deal. So there was a patient who went in for some intestinal, like some surgery. And they said, hey, while we're in here, do you just want us to take out your appendix? That way you don't have a problem with it in the future. And I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. That's real. And really are like, oh, we'll just preventatively take it out. So signs and symptoms of gallbladder problems. So pain in the abdomen and the back. Oftentimes, you will actually see shooting pains, right? So it actually can present as like, and this is one where I see a lot in our office because people come to us often with pain, is pain that spread outwards to not only the lower back, but sometimes the right shoulder blade, right? So people have like pain underneath the right shoulder blade. Oftentimes, it's referral pain from their gallbladder. Nausea, loss of appetite, vomiting. And there's a couple different reasons why that could be, right? One of those reasons could be gallstones. So gallstones are tiny stones that form inside of the gallbladder that are primarily made up of cholesterol, calcium deposits, and some other minerals. So compared to kidney stones, gallstones tend to be smaller and they're softer, like sludge or sand. Since cholesterol, one of the main substances that forms gallstone, it isn't like a solid. Right? If you ever had a kidney stone, those are solid. But gallstones are typically tied to sudden or acute gallbladder symptoms or chronic inflammation. This is one too where we do have in the office that we give patients, if they do have some concerns, depending on where they're at in terms of health, there are different gallbladder cleanses, to the point where I had a colleague who had a patient who like caught them on a piece of paper and like brought them into her. Ugh. But kind of cool, right? In like a super gross way. Interesting. But hey, if that keeps her gallbladder, you know, of course, all day, every day. I made a patient in the office that did it and she saw great results. She said, I'm going to give it a little bit more time and do it again. So you can have inflammation of the gallbladder, right? It can be acute, like sudden, or develops over time and is more chronic and persistent, which is acute cholecystitis, usually causes severe, steady abdomen. So you can have that with or without gallstones. When you look at why you have them, for the average person, it's from consuming a poor diet and suffering from nutrient deficiencies. Stop eating crap, people. Crash dieting. So people who lose weight really rapidly oftentimes can see. Pregnancy messes everything up. So, I mean, in a beautiful, you're entering new life into this world kind of way, but I can say that because I've done it a couple times and it's rough. Here's one that most people don't know, and this is huge, is the use of birth control pills or oral contraceptives. Hormone replacement pills can actually increase your risk or cause you to develop gallstones or gallbladder disease. Use of birth control, diabetes, high triglycerides, having low HDL, right? So like your good fats, you want good fats, right? You would think, hey, if my gallbladder is bad, I want no fats, but having good fats, having a sedentary lifestyle or a lack of physical activity. So these are ones where when you look at that, I mean, you know, depending on, obviously, if you're on birth control and you're having gallbladder problems, like this is one that you have to talk to your prescribing physician to say, hey, is it worth it? You know, and we could talk, maybe that's another show that we do coming up here in terms of the dangers of oral contraceptives beyond just obviously gallbladder related symptoms. But looking to kind of figure out, most of the stuff on there is lifestyle related. And so it's one where we think, hey, I don't have much of a problem. But if you don't start making lifestyle changes, then we won't see those lifestyle results. So what are some natural ways to treat gallbladder problems? And we'll talk more specifically about what those are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Glorious, glorious, got a chance to start again. I was born for this, born for this. It's who I am, how could I forget? I made it through the darkest part of the night, and now I see the sunrise. Now I feel glorious, glorious, I feel glorious, glorious.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. Check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You can actually go to our website and schedule an appointment, initial exam and consultation, just $25. Now, gallbladder. Do you want to know something? I was thinking back because I'm always trying to think about what's going to be the next topic on the show. Do you know I've been doing this show now for 7.5 years and I've never done a topic on gallbladder? Do you even do a radio show if you don't talk about gallbladder? It's crazy. Okay, so let's talk, right? So what do we do? What are some natural treatments, right? So remember, I'm not your doctor. So if you're having these problems, you have to go see your primary care physician. You can make me your doctor. You can come into the office where I can give you specific recommendations. But everybody's different in terms of like functionality, the severity of it. So, but here's the one thing, right? You got to follow a gallbladder diet. And this is kind of similar to the cholesterol diet, also similar to the inflammation diet. Like you got, right? Like live a healthy lifestyle diet. This is one that we want to make sustainable because they said, hey, guess what actually increases your rate of having gallbladder problems? Dieting, right? Like big when people are like, I lost 50 pounds in 2 months. Like this is, let's make something sustainable because a lot of with those, they gain them right back. So high fiber foods. So you want to aim for about 30 to 40 grams of fiber in your diet a day. Good sources, sprouted soaked beans or nuts, legumes, fresh fruits, vegetables, veggies. Vegetables, especially help with supporting liver, are ones that are beets, artichokes, dandelion greens. They have a very detoxifying effect and can help improve bile flow, which helps break down fats, as well as potassium-rich foods. Avocado, leafy greens, tomatoes, sweet potatoes, bananas, coconut oil, right? So unrefined healthy fats, including olive oil and coconut oil. So coconut oil contains one of the easiest forms of fats for the body to digest called medium chain fatty acids, right? Extra virgin olive oil is another anti-inflammatory fat that has lots of benefits. You know, raw is really great. People who eat a gallbladder diet high in raw plants like fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds tend to have lower occurrences of gallstones. Foods are actually higher in water as well, electrolytes, natural electrolytes, antioxidants, and fiber, but low in salt and fats. And lean proteins. So chicken, turkey, grass-fed beef, bison, wild-caught fish are all really, really great ones. Things to stay away from. Fried foods. Stop eating fried foods. Right? Listen, if you get something like a jalapeno popper, and you put it in the oven, it's still fried beforehand, right? Like I need you to wrap your brain around the fact that just because you didn't fry it or like what's some other things? Like chicken nuggets, right? Like chicken nuggets are usually fried. Like just because you didn't fry them doesn't mean they weren't fried before you got them. And those are so fast food processed oils. Fatty packaged meats or cheeses can be incredibly hard, like lunch meats, deli meats, salamis, cured meats, pork products, processed dairy, conventional meats. Sugars and simple carbohydrates. Sugar can increase the likelihood of gallstones due to weight gain and inflammation. Conventional dairy, high fat meals. It's been found that gallbladder attacks often follow heavy meals and they usually occur in the evenings or during the night. Lots of people think that gallbladder attacks can be like heart attacks too, but it's like in the back. It's just like on the side and you're like, no. What are some herbs? So I think this is very important to talk about too, because in addition, you have to change your diet because don't think that these herbs or enzymes are going to get rid of this because it's typically poor nutrition that is causing this inflammation. So you've got to change the source of nutrition, which is what you're putting in your mouth. So milk thistle is a really great herb. It's been shown that milk thistle can increase bile flow and aids the liver and gallbladder in detoxification. So milk thistle, this is actually, this is in our detox system. Milk thistle, dandelion root, you can take about 500 milligrams with meals. Dandelions have been used for centuries to improve multiple digestive processes, support the health of the liver, and regulate the use of bile. I would say my most favorite way of getting dandelion root is through tea, dandelion root tea. So that's something that you can go to, you know, almost anywhere to find some dandelion root tea. Now, another one that you can do is lipase enzymes, so also known as somewhat of digestive enzymes. You take two capsules with meals. These enzymes can help improve the digestion of fat and the use of bile. The problem is that what I often see with people who use digestive enzymes is they take them nonstop. So they haven't changed anything nutritionally, and so they eat these poor meals, but they supplement them with digestive enzymes, which helps them break down the fat, which seemingly solves the problem, when in reality, the longer you put in these enzymes, you have to cycle on and off of them. The body says, hey, I see all of these digestive enzymes present. I don't really need to make them anymore. And we take them for so long that when we stop trying to take them, our body is then void of digestive enzymes. And we stop taking them, we see this huge influx of symptoms of the digestive problems that we had previously. So if you take digestive enzymes, you have to make sure that you do a cycle on, cycle off process of that. It's really important. Now, when you look at if you don't have a gallbladder or you want to improve the distress, you want less distress of the gallbladder, bile salts and ox bile, right? O-X bile, O-X-B-I-L-E, ox bile. You can take anywhere from 500 to 1,000 milligrams with meals. Bile salts and ox biles help improve the breakdown of fats, right? Like it's bile salts, ox bile, you actually take to help break down and help improve, turn those fats into fatty acids and improve bile flow. Especially if you don't have a gallbladder, they're just trying to drop it right in your intestines. So that's a really, really great one too. Bile salts and ox bile if you don't have a gallbladder. So let's break down why yo-yo dieting has such a great effect on the gallbladder. So really what they found is most yo-yo dieting is the result of fad dieting. It's not sustainable, right? So they're actually showing that people who lose more than 3 pounds per week might have a greater chance of getting gallstones than those who lose weight more slowly and without drastic measure. So the problem is that under eating due to other health concerns, recovering from weight loss surgery or other reasons for rapid weight loss can contribute to nutrient deficiencies or more importantly, electrolyte imbalances that affect the liver. So our goal is to maintain healthy body weight. So you have to, right, you have to change what you're eating, but also, guys, you have to be active. Staying active throughout your adulthood and into older age is so important to protect yourself against one, legitimately a multitude. It helps you with bone density, cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and add to that list gallstones. So it's beneficial for hormone balance, reducing inflammation, overall digestion, maintaining a healthy weight without needing to drastically cut calories. So when you're looking, what I typically recommend is HIIT training, high intensity interval training. So I had someone today that I went through her lab work and I said, hey, you know, looking at all of what's going down, I mean, literally her liver enzymes were raised, her bad cholesterol, triglycerides were up, her carbon dioxide, all of these things. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's just bad stuff waiting to happen. And so I said, hey, let's get back to doing high intensity interval training. And she said, I hate high intensity interval training. I love riding my bike. And I said, well, no, right? This is high intensity interval training isn't one thing. You can take anything and make it high intensity interval training. It's literally where you work, you know, 30 to 40 seconds on, take 20 to 30 seconds off, right? In a minute. And so you're literally going to push yourself until you can't do anymore for 40 seconds and you're going to recover for 20. You're going to push yourself for 40 and you're going to relax for 20. And you can do that on the bike or on the treadmill or on the rower or walking or doing, you know, body weight exercises or like, right, you get it, you name it, you can do it. But the goal is to get your heart rate up, get oxygen moving and flowing and blood flowing and hormones to release. And like, this is what we need for exercise. So though we might say, yeah, I went out for a leisure walk for 30 minutes, it doesn't see, this is a type of exercise in order to see the benefits. You need to do something that's more moderately intense each day. where, you know, just a general walk, it's good to get your steps in, but in reality, it's not really doing very much in terms of total overall health. Staying hydrated, anytime we're looking at detoxification organs, your body needs water. So don't void it of something that it ultimately absolutely needs. Really, and then talk to your doctor if you are on those medications, right? Like, we don't prescribe medication to you. We don't put you on them. We don't take you off of them. So if you had some of these underlying things going on and we said, hey, I'm taking oral contraceptive, which hormone replacement, cholesterol medication, and they might be contributing to these gallbladder problems, this is a great one to talk to your doctor. It's been found that hormonal medication increases the body's estrogen stores, which has an influence on cholesterol production. It all comes in to play together. But obviously, we didn't prescribe it to you. We don't put you on it. We don't take you off of it. But it's one that we have to have this open line of communication with practitioners to figure out, like, what ultimately does that look like for the long term that's best for your health? And that's really what you need to find a doctor who's willing to do. How can we get down to the root cause of the problem so we address that, so it is something that we can be more proactive on for the long term? Your health is important. So let's get back down to the simple basics of how do we restore and maintain our health. And that's exactly what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Initial exam and consultations, $25. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always reach out to us at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You can schedule an appointment through our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.